The new environmentally friendly charcoal is made from vegetable waste mixed with a binding substance such as clay to produce small balls that resemble black charcoal, which is traditionally used for heating and cooking. But unlike its darker cousin, green charcoal is efficiently produced, burns cleanly, and is made from renewable local materials. This innovative product was developed by the French environmental NGO Pro Natura International. It's expected to be available soon in Mali, Niger, Madagascar, China, India, and Brazil, using such diverse raw materials as cotton stems, peanut shells, and coffee bean husks. Guy Renaud is director of Pro Natura International.
What's really new is our technology, which is earth-breaking technology, because we are the only one having developed technology that machines that run on a continuous basis. Normally, when you carbonize material, you use a batch process, like the one used for producing charcoal. But if you apply that kind of simple technology to biomass or to reeds or rice husk, the efficiency is very, very low.
Now, after 14 years of research and development, green charcoal is on sale for the first time in Senegal's northern region of Saint-Louis, an area where traditional charcoal is hard to come by. Abdoulaye Fall is manager of the green charcoal factory in Ross Betio, 25 kilometers from the Mauritanian border.
Pour nous, nous fabriquons le biocharbon avec la balle de riz et l'argile.
Fall says they make the green charcoal with rice husks because there are many rice mills in the area that throw out the husks. Ross Betio is also an area with clay soil, so that's the binding agent. Fall says the raw materials are virtually free. Reynaud believes the technology has a huge potential in a country where over half the population relies on charcoal or wood for cooking and heating. Ibrahim Anyang is a renewable and sustainable energy specialist at Senegal's Ministry of Energy.
So, mais imaginez-vous qu'il faut 5 kilos de bois pour avoir 1 kilo de charbon de bois.
Nyang says the main problem with charcoal consumption is deforestation. Imagine, he says, that you must cut down 5 kilos of wood to produce only 1 kilo of charcoal. 30 years ago, charcoal came from 70 kilometers outside of Dakar. Now you must go hundreds of kilometers to find a forest. The UN Food and Agriculture Agency says 45,000 hectares of forest disappear every year in Senegal. In Ross Betio, there are few trees, and traditional charcoal is trucked up from southern Senegal. So green charcoal could be a welcome alternative for many cash-strapped households. 1 kilo of green charcoal costs just 20 cents, whereas a kilo of black charcoal is three times as much. Mame Diopenbaye runs the bustling Yayuser restaurant in the centre of town that serves lunch to rice factory workers. She cooks on three huge pots boiling over charcoal stoves. Mbaye says the green charcoal works for her because it cooks quickly and the food tastes good. It takes less than an hour to make a meal. Sometimes, she says, she adds some black charcoal because it makes the green charcoal last longer. Fatou Kamara cooks for her family of 10 with the green charcoal briquettes. She says the green charcoal is more economical because 1 kilo would cook a whole dinner and it's cheaper than normal charcoal. She says she used to use butane gas, but with gas being so scarce, she switched to green charcoal. Rhino says using green charcoal also fights climate change because it reduces emissions and cuts back on deforestation. The project aims to prevent 1,400 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent from spilling into the atmosphere every year. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Ross Betio.